Hi, my name is Shweta. I am 20 years old. Today is 10th of June and I am recording this interview in Bandar Sungai Long, Kuala Lumpur. I'm going to speak with Mr. Siva Kumar, who is also my dad. This recording will be through phone call because he is currently at Penang.
Tell me your experience about G14.
My experience is after 60 years of single party rule, I think people have shown that people hold the power. The true democracy works in Malaysia. So that is my experience.
So you think that the opposition party deserves to win this time?
It's not opposition party deserves to win. I think people have shown their power to show that a single party who does not rule properly must be governed by another party, which is opposition.
Okay. So, the year that this May 30th happened, this is the year that you were born. Have you heard any stories about May 30th or do you know anything?
May 13, 1969.
Yes.
Okay, now May 13 is a scheme or propaganda created by UMNO, the previous ruling party. They created the problem so that they can rule the country by divide and rule policy. So they say the Chinese were against the government, so the Chinese for the opposition party, so they put the blame on the opposition party. But the actual truth is, UMNO is the one who created May 13.
All those riot and killing and all, it was UMNO?
Yes, was a scheme perpetrated by UMNO leaders.
Okay.
You know?
Daddy, now this year, the GE14, right, you get the news through Facebook and Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, this is a time where the media has split the part.
How about 20 years ago? Like, how did y'all get the news 20 years
ago? 20 years ago, it was a different story because most of the media is by television or newspaper only. So these two media were controlled by the previous party, which is Barisan Nasional. So they filter the news and they feed the news what they want the people to listen. You know. So now people have access to electronic media like Facebook, Twitter, so many other things. So they can't put a stop, and they should not put a stop to the media. People must have access to media for a free democratic country.
Okay. Last question. What do you think the election was about? This election was about, did they participate in a politics of cynicism or politics of hope?
I think this is a very important election for the people of Malaysia since independence. Because since independence, only one party controlled the country, Barisan Nasional. But what they do is, they do all the dirty tactics in the world to win the election, all the previous election, like gerrymandering, the border, vote rigging, so many other things they do to win the election and to stay in power. But this election has awakened the people of Malaysia to keep on their toes to check any irregularities in the election. So, end of the day, it shows it's the people power.
Okay. Thank you so much.